Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Donovan's here, too. I promised you Jim would be here. I know you're looking forward to this. Jim is an original member of our Brain Trust, a founding member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. He is one of the guys we reach out to when we want to gain and maintain balance in our lives. Jim is in addition to being an inspirational, motivational force in the marketplace. He's also the author of a number of books, including This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. In the new book, which I'm holding in my hand, Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. When I looked at that title, Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body, I thought about me. Because I'm a baby boomer, I'm on the near the high end of the baby boomer generation, and I now consider when I talk about things in the past, I don't talk about how many years ago, I talk about how many decades ago, and so this is good advice for me, but Jim, I know young people who need to listen to this.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I have friends in their 20s who've read the book and they have
young bodies, but they're old people inside of them.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing. I mean, you can be old at any age. It's not an age thing. It's a mindset. That's my distinction. My tagline is that aging is biological. Getting old is a state of mind.
Say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test.
Aging is biological. Getting old is a state of mind.
Yeah.
We're going to age. You can't stop aging unless you want to die. That's the only way to stop aging. That's not a good way.
Yeah.
But you don't have to get old. You know, like you said, you see people in their 20s that are old. And I see people in their 80s. I have had 80-year-old people buy this book for their 40-year-old kids.
My mother...
All my son needs is he's getting too old too fast.
at 70...
It's been an interesting experience.
At 72, my mother took a job because she wanted something to do. And the person whose job she took had just retired at 67.
There you go.
That's a testament there. So talk to us about one of the things I know you talk about in the book and that you want to talk about today is this idea of starting a business later in life. There are a lot of people doing that, aren't there?
It's the second fastest growing demographic in small business, the baby boomers. It's been interesting because it's a whole new wave. I'm sorry?
Do you know why?
I have some thoughts about it.
Well, that's what you're here for, Jim. You know,
We
know you're a handsome guy, but this is radio. We need your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I look really good. I have a face for radio. You know, people have told me that. A lot of it is because you get to a point in your life where it's like, okay, now I'm going to do what I want to do. That's one of the positive reasons. Some of the other reasons that are not necessarily voluntarily are the people that are getting laid off at 45 or 50 or 55 and finding out, you know what, I'm not getting another job. They're not going to hire me at my salary. Mm-hmm. So I don't have too many options. What can I do? I'll start a business. I'm seeing a lot of that. I've had friends who have done that. And it's worked out well because after you send out your – I know one guy that was sending out resumes every day for 2 years. And I finally said, at what point do you realize this isn't working? Now, how long are you going to do this and delude yourself before you take some other action? And doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome, is one of the definitions of insanity, right?
Right.
So people are doing it for a variety of reasons, and it can be a great time because you're in a situation where you've got some maturity, you've got some, hopefully, some wisdom, maybe even got a few bucks, or maybe not, doesn't really matter, but you know things, you've got all kinds of skills. The thing is, you're coming at it a little bit differently. I'm thinking about doing a book on this subject because it is very different. If you start a business, I mean, you and I started when I was 28 with my first business. I don't know any other way to live. But if you've been in a corporate job for 30 years or 25 years, and now you start your own business, you've got a whole different mindset going on, a whole different set of parameters to deal with. And one of them is that you're not probably looking at, gee, I'm going to do this for the next 30 years.
Right.
So your time frame is going to be shorter, so you're going to look at a different plan.
Other thing I'd like to stick in here, Jim, and I think it's important. When you say starting a business in midlife, we should define business, because the way you described some of those folks earlier, and there are a lot of people who don't necessarily are trying to get rich. They just want to have something to do,
and what they
want to do is run their, run their own business. But my point is that business doesn't have to be a world beater. It doesn't have to be something that where you conquer a corner of the marketplace. It could just be an independent contractor, a consulting job, or it could be a lot of different things. Something small, just to keep you busy, to make a few bucks, and to stay vital. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly. I mean, let's take one of my favorite people, my wife, Georgia.
Yes, your wife.
She did her corporate job for many years. She was a big-time executive in telecommunications. Then she did Close Doctor and got to a place where she said, you know what, I'm not having fun. I'm not enjoying this, because she doesn't like the sales and the networking of the business.
Uh-huh.
So she went back and took a freelance gig, doing makeup. But she did it for a few years, and she enjoyed it. I had some fun experiences. Got to be on your show a few times.
It doesn't
have to be the end of the world.
But Jimmy, okay? think about how the marketplace has changed since you and I watched our grandparents retire, then our parents retire. When folks of those generations retired, they just stayed home, or they wandered off.
Right.
They played golf or shuffleboard or whatever. They didn't go get reemployed. For one thing, they probably had pretty good pensions. But the later generations,
part of the problem, because those people didn't live very long after they retired.
That's right. Well, see, my attitude about retirement, Jim, or my definition of retirement, is waiting to die. And I don't plan to do that.
I'm with you. We don't retire. Some people just don't retire. Just find some. My take on it is find something you really love to do that you can't imagine not doing, and then just do it until you don't have a pulse anymore.
Right.
But there have been people, and you said it doesn't have to be the be-all, the end-all, world-changing business, but it can be. Holland Sanders, you may know this, and a lot of the listeners may not, the guy that started Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The Colonel.
Was in the restaurant business, and when he was 65, they built a highway and went around his restaurant, put him out of business. He found himself flat-ass broke at 65, sitting out here going, oh, what do I do now? And all he had left was a chicken recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So he started one of the largest food empires in the world.
And his face is
at
now
65
iconic.
Years old.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I said, and his face is now iconic. His face,
yeah, exactly.
His face and his brand.
There's
and
little
his
statues of this guy in the white.
Well, yeah.
That was part
well,
of his,
he,
his
he, shtick. Even the initials of his company are now an American icon. Hold on to that thought, Jim Donovan. Jim Donovan is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jim's book is called Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. And his website is jimdonovan.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.